Podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential, life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
We're going to be talking about habits and routines. Yeah. Have you ever decided to make a big change all at once? Maybe you said that from Monday, you're going to study every night, or read more, or stop wasting so much time on your phone. And for a few days, it all goes really well. And then life gets busy, and you miss a day, then you miss another, and soon you're right back where you started, on your phone every evening. Almost everyone's been there. It's easy to feel like you've failed, that you simply don't have enough willpower. But the truth is kinder than that. Big changes almost never happen in one big jump. They happen in small steps, repeated again and again. And this topic is about how that really works. It's about habits and routines. A habit is something you do so often it becomes automatic. You do it without even having to decide each time, and sometimes without even noticing. You already have plenty of habits. You probably brush your teeth and reach for your phone or take the same route to school without even thinking about it. Once something becomes a habit, it runs almost on its own, and that's the key idea in this whole topic. And it's good news because it means you can build the actions you want into your life until they happen without a fight. This is where habits are different from willpower. Willpower, or self-discipline, is when you force yourself to do something in the moment, even though part of you doesn't want to. It is useful, but it's tiring, and it runs out, especially when you're stressed or worn down. Think of willpower like the battery on your phone. It starts the day fairly full, and every hard choice you make drains it a little bit. So by the evening, when you're tired, there's not much juice left. And that's why good intentions often fall apart at night. A habit does not run on that battery at all. Once an action is automatic, it costs you almost nothing, which is exactly why habits keep going long after willpower has given up. A habit is different. Once an action's become a habit, you no longer have to force it because it happens automatically. So the clever move is not to rely on willpower or determination forever. It's to use a little willpower at the start, just long enough to turn something into a habit, so that later it runs by itself. There's more about willpower in this chapter in the book on self-discipline. Here, we're interested in what works over a longer time. This is the part that surprises people. Small beats big. A tiny action you do every day will change your life far more than a huge effort you do once and never repeat. If you read one page a night, you'll finish many books in a year. If you practice an instrument for 10 minutes a day, you'll be really good at it within a few months. And the reason is simple. Small actions are easy to keep going. And keeping going is the whole secret. A big plan that you drop after a week does nothing. A small plan that you keep does everything. So, when you want to build a new habit, the trick is to start far smaller than you think you should. Not an hour of revision, but 5 minutes. Not a whole book, but one page. The action should feel almost too easy, and that's exactly the point. Something easy is something you will actually do, day after day. And once you're already doing it, it is easy to do a little more. The hardest part of any habit is starting, so you make the start as small as you possibly can. Imagine, you want to get better at mathematics. And right now, it feels like a mountain in front of you. So instead of promising yourself an hour every evening, promise yourself just one question a day. One question is so small, there's never a good reason to skip it. Some days you'll do the one question and stop, and that's completely fine. Many days, once you've started, you'll carry on and do five or six, because starting was the hardest part. Either way, you win, because the thing you're really trying to build is the habit, not any single evening's work. Small actions also add up in a way that it's hard to see from one day to the next. One page does not feel like much, neither do 5 minutes. They add up quietly in the background, and after a few months, the difference is huge. You're not going to notice it changing along the way. You'll simply look back one day and realise how far you've come. And this is why patience matters so much with habits. The results are slow at first, and then they're not. A routine is simply a group of habits joined together. A morning routine might be getting up, having a glass of water, packing your bag in the same order every day. Routines are powerful because they take away decisions. When something is part of your routine, you don't have to argue with yourself about whether to do it. You just do it, because that's what comes next. The fewer decisions you have to make, the more energy you have left for the things that really matter. Good routines quietly run your day in the background, so you don't have to. Bad habits work in exactly the same way good ones do. They're automatic actions as well, and they're usually set off by something. Maybe you reach for your phone the moment you feel bored, or you bite your nails when you're nervous. You didn't choose these on purpose. They grew through repeating, through repetition, the same as any other habit.